And when a fellow can't get to his own work, I think, get his own work done, that's a good sign that he hasn't got it well organized, and a good sign that something is eating on his mind and conscience that shouldn't be there. I don't know whether you can hear that motor running in the background or not, but if you can, that's a generator running. And another one of my aggravating problems tonight, came home and one of the lighting systems went out, and from the city power, and it threw out one of our system of lights, and we have to run the generator to keep it going, and that's always a pain in the bottom for me, because I have to get the electricians and I have to get get everybody lined up and get the generator going and gas in it to run all night, and just some more of the things that keep this life really interesting out here. I was supposed to go to Da Nang today, and I wasn't supposed to. This is Henry Plummer goes to Da Nang every week to pick up payroll and to come back here, but I found out we don't need that every week, and I don't have to anyway. I don't have time to go, so I sent a message up that I wouldn't be there. I'd be there that this week. I'll wait till next week when I pick up the payroll. Kind of nice to go up to Da Nang. It's just a break, but it really isn't necessary, and I don't enjoy it that much anymore. Well, this old country here is cooling off a little bit. The average is now run, the high is 91 and the low is 83. That's quite a difference from the temperatures you're having there, I know. But it's nice and cool in the mornings, and it's cool enough here at night that I have been able to turn off my fan and to sleep under a sheet, although by morning I sometimes wake up sweating because of lack of air circulation. But about this time of year, the rains come along a little bit, and the rice starts to green up, and the land looks quite a bit greener as you fly over it than it does during the dry season. All in all, it's quite comfortable here at this time of year. The people seem to have enough to eat, and seem to, around Quan Nai anyway, seem to be pretty well satisfied. The war's going on around us, I guess. I don't see much of it in my business, and I guess I just won't see much of it unless the VC want to come and dig me out of my foxhole. And I don't think they want to do that, because I'm no value to them. And all the people around in this little town seem to be very busy and industrious. And I guess the Arvin military brings in some money here. And I know the U.S. military does, and I know we also help in the distribution of money by what we spend on rentals and the things we buy on the market and so forth. The people, told you before, are really friendly, and most of them are. And the women are just like women at home with families and young girls and young boys. There's not too many young men around. They're mostly in uniform. But all these people have their own personal problems, and as you get acquainted with them and get talking to them, they're just like yours and mine. It's the old business of living through a life. These guys have it pretty tough at times since they have to live under conditions where they struggle and live pretty close to the bare earth and pretty close to the to death. A lot of cases, the VC bother them. Still got my little refugee girl here. Never did get her out home to her home, and her home is only a few miles out of Quan Nai, I guess. But in that section, it's pretty well under VC control, and we don't have anything that stays out there and works out there. I just as soon she hung around here. She seems to be getting along quite well with the kids that live here, and she seems to be gotten over some of her homesickness. She smiles at me more often now and says ciao om, and when I come and when I go, and so I know she's not as frightened as she was, if she was frightened. You can't tell too well. They sort of withdraw when they have their, when they are frightened. But I don't know whether I told you when she wanted to go home real bad, and I said, okay, we'll take you home. But I said, if you go home, will you come back to see me? And she said, oh no. She said, I'll be dead long before I could come back to see you. So she's 9 years old, and she just thinks in those, she had been thinking in those terms of death. She didn't expect to live too long, I guess. But when you live out in an area like she does as a farmer, and the VC bothering you daytime and or the nighttime, and people are shooting guns and cannons and running around the country wiping out the VC, and it's you live in your foxhole, and I guess it, you suddenly develop a philosophy that well, maybe it just won't be too long, because you see a lot of death around you, and these kids adjust very fast. But I really enjoy the country over here, particularly in the country. The you look out and see the people working in the fields, and the buffalo pulling the plows through the mud, and or the people walking along the dikes, or the herd of ducks going along, and you get a feeling that there is some tranquility in this life of theirs, tranquility that comes from the natural things and from the people who are close to the earth, tranquility in their religions and in their beliefs in the Buddha or Confucius or whatever it is, the Catholic religion or the Protestant. And most of them are religious in some sense. Their needs are not too great. Their economic standards are quite low compared to ours. They can live on rice, and their clothing needs are simple. This is the people outside, the city people that work with us and around us need clothes more. But then they make money and have a salary, so they buy more clothes, suitable clothes for their job. The men and boys all have slacks and shirts, and the girls all wear an ao yai that usually is pretty and neat and clean, and a variety of them. And one of these cost about $15, and it's just kind of a working dress. I don't know why they don't wear American-style dresses. They do a lot in Saigon. But out here in the country, the men make fun of them, and their fathers tell them that that isn't the right thing to do, and these girls are mind their fathers quite well, just like Flossie used to mind her father quite well. Right, old kid? Well, Cindy, hello, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. It's Cindy, it's Cindy, it's Cindy. Come on, Cindy, come over here by Florence. Come over here by Florence. Come on, Cindy, come on. That's right, nice Cindy dog. Good old Cindy. Well, Cindy, how's Mama been treating you? Pretty good? Has she been whopping you and making you stay off of the bed and making you stay out in the on your little floor at night and not letting you close to her? I wonder why. Maybe you're getting too snooty. Maybe you're getting too smart for your britches. Well, you better learn to stay on the floor, because when Carly comes home, there's only going to be a couple of people on that bed, and you're not going to be one of them. I've been trying to get my Vietnamese back in some kind of condition, or rather I've been trying to get back in the habit of studying a little bit, and I've been getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and taping in, plugging in my tape and doing some studying, but it goes real slow because I do it maybe 2 times a week, and the rest of the time I'm tied up and busy and I just haven't been able to find the time to do it. And then if I don't do it all the time, it slips my memory, and that's worse and more discouraging than anything else, to try and memorize something and find that it slips away because you're thinking of something else. But that's the way life goes, and it keeps, you got daily disappointments and hourly disappointments and minutely disappointments and minute disappointments. And then you got a lot of happiness in your life and the whole goal's ahead of you, which is another thing that I've been neglecting, is this long-range goal that I've always had before me, and the idea that when I set the goal and still continue with it, that I'm going to reach it, come hell or high water. And if I have ups and downs and retreats and disappointment and failures, that is still going to come out in the end as my goal. And I believe I get away from this occasionally, and this is where I need you by my side to kind of encourage me all the time and to help me go through these things. And by George, it's easy when I have when you're with me, because you're the sweetest gal, and you do the things for me that I just love so much, my heart just fills with overflowing right now as I think about all of the wonderful, wonderful things you've done for old Carly, and all of the glorious, glorious days that I've had, the days and nights of joy and happiness and love with you, the places we've been throughout all the world, and the happiness we've had just being in each other's company, the contentment we have with being with one another. And my life, my heart, as I say, just fills up, and I can't even begin to realize how much of a great joy this has been until I just stop and quit worrying about my own problems and think of all the time that you've spent with me and all of the many problems I have had and how you brought me out of them. And I love you so much for all of this, honey, and I hope that you can feel it as I talk to you. And I hope that you're not, you won't be blue or unhappy, that if you are, that you'll play some of these tapes and listen to me tell you how wonderful you are, how marvelous you are, and what a sweet wife you've been to me. And I'm hurrying home as soon as I can to hold you in my arms and tell you these things right straight into your little ears so that you don't have to have them on a tape. I don't know what you're doing with these tapes. When people want to hear them, you get involved in our little private life, in our private conversations, then it's probably a little embarrassing, but I've got to tell you these things, get them off my chest, and I know you've got to have them and hear them, so we won't worry about the other people. You just tell them that Carly sent a tape and he sent his regards. Which I do now. I want you to tell Lou and Ruth that I'm thinking about them. Tell Carol I'm glad she's getting along well. Tell John and Lee Wagner that I think about them often, and I hope that everything's going well with them. Tell Uncle Bob and Aunt Stacia, and tell my relatives and friends that I'm doing fine. Thinking about them, I don't know why I should. They're probably not thinking about me too much, but that's kind of selfish. And this is one of the things that I've gone through many times before, as I keep my anchors back home, keep my thoughts of being anchored back home. So I always have this in my mind, a secure, safe place to go to come home to. And I think most of us do who live this kind of life, unless we're some kind of a professional, and move our lives with us. I've always kept back home as something and a place for me to be and see and do. And now with you home, there is a place and a permanent place for me to come back to. I think I've gotten away from the idea of moving to Hawaii and living away from Colorado. It might be a good idea if we moved someplace in our old age when we needed warmth and comfort. But we're still involved in our lives at this present. And honey, this tape's getting short, and I want to tell you again that I love you, and I want to say goodnight to you. And I want you to feel my arms around you, and I want you to know that these kisses I'm giving you mentally are the real thing, and I can feel your sweet lips on mine. And honey, good night, take care of yourself, and God bless you. And Cindy, you help take care of Florence too. Well, the good nights are over, and the tape's about over. So you call up my dad, tell him everything's going good and that I hope everything's going good with him. Tell him to stay well. Tell him to take care of his wife. Quit hounding her and beating her. I know that he's doing better because you told me he was. Tell Verna to sell a lot of real estate, and tell Fritz and Ruby howdy for me, and tell Vona and Walt, and tell them all that old Carl's having a ball, and it sends him love. And most of all, honey, he sends you his love forever and ever. And my happiness is complete in my life.